Inflection point alters business fundamentally, evolving through four phases. Inflection points are like big turning points in business. They happen when a bunch of things change all at once, like technology, rules, who's buying stuff, and what people care about politically. These changes mess with what everyone thought was true about an industry, mix up who's on top, and open up new chances to succeed. When something new appears on the scene, there's always a lot of hype about it. People who influence opinion say it's a big deal, and everyone rushes to get involved. Then, there's a phase where people start to doubt it. They say it's not going to work and criticize it. But here's the thing, when you start hearing all that negative talk, that might be the best time to take notice. It's when you should start checking it out, considering its potential, and maybe even investing in it. In the third stage, known as the emergent phase, we get down to business. It's time to explore various ways to get involved. Then comes the fourth stage, maturity, where everyone realizes the importance of the inflection point. At this point, you need to be ready to take advantage of the rapid growth that follows. It's crucial to let go of outdated practices and resources. 8 tactics for leaders to spot business blind spots and future inflection points. To make sure leaders aren't blind to what's happening in their business, they can use 8 smart moves to spot where things are heading. 1. Make sure info flows directly from the outside world to the top brass. Everyone should be talking, no matter their rank. 2. Listen to people from all walks of life. Different backgrounds mean different insights. 3. Let teams learn and decide things with little risk. Give them the power to act fast. 4. Don't let red tape stop fresh ideas. Let employees explore without barriers. 5. Don't hide the truth from decision makers. Let them see what customers think. 6. Encourage folks to speak up when they have important info. Give them props for it. 7. Don't ignore big changes, even if they're tough to handle. 8. Seek out people who are ahead of the curve. Learn from them. Spot shifts. Early warning system for strategic planning. To stay ahead in business, you need to spot changes before they hit. Traditional metrics might tell you what's happening now, but they often miss what's coming next. That's where leading indicators come in. Forget about waiting for lagging indicators to tell you what's already happened. Instead, focus on spotting leading indicators, which give you clues about the future. They might not be as precise or scientific, but they're where the action is. Leading indicators are like early warning signs. They're not always easy to measure with numbers, but they can give you a heads up on what's around the corner. By paying attention to them, you can make strategic plans before everyone else catches on. Think of the future as anything but a straight line or a world where only one thing changes while everything else remains the same. Instead, imagine different turning points where things could shift. Let's break down what each of these moments might look like and what events might signal their arrival. We'll keep everyone in the loop through regular meetings, updating our timeline and scenarios as needed. Analyze assumptions in arena, metrics, and dynamics. To stay ahead in business, you've got to keep your eyes peeled for signs of change. Whether it's a shift in key numbers or the emergence of a new trend, being alert is key. When a key metric shift or a new category emerges, it's time to take notice. Maybe your customers are finding new ways to meet their needs. It's all about examining what you've always assumed about your resources, competitors, stakeholders, and what your company can do. Think about what might change in each area and the challenges and opportunities that could come with it. Start thinking up new strategies now, focusing on fresh ideas rather than just small tweaks. Customers escape bad experiences. Dig into how customers feel when they use our stuff. Check out what gets them excited or frustrated about each part of products or services. Then, figure out what gets them going every time they chat. What do your customers aim to achieve, and what obstacles do they face that annoy or anger them? How can you step in to help? A pivotal moment could completely change the landscape of your industry. If something in your business environment shifts, could a competitor outshine you? Can you leverage your understanding of customer objectives to initiate a game-changing moment with an innovative strategy? Plotting path, checkpoint strategy. When you're faced with big uncertainties, it's all about diving into investigation mode. You want to learn as much as you can, as fast as you can, while keeping risks and costs low. Think of it like this. If you're going to fail, fail cheaply. Check in regularly to see how things are going and be ready to change course based on what you learn. Remember, new info means it's time for new actions. Examine the potential manifestations of success without attempting to forecast them. Define milestones related to crucial indicators. Detail the practical actions required to achieve your desired outcome. Evaluate your presumptions. Whether your milestone is an external occurrence like a regulatory change or the outcome of your trials, steer through new developments promptly yet methodically. Allow your findings to guide your advancement. Conduct experiments. A strong concept by itself is insufficient. Frontline voices shape successful organizations. Organizations that heed the advice of their frontline workers will progress through crucial turning points effectively. To succeed in times of change, many must realize that a turning point is here and requires immediate action. Traditional top-down leadership isn't enough for this shift. Effective leaders rally support for those who recognize the urgency to act. When it comes to thriving during uncertain times, being adaptable and creative is way more important than sticking to old routines. Imagine a company like a person. Those who are eager to learn and grow will do better when things get tough, compared to those who are stuck in their ways, thinking they already know it all. Without a clear understanding of why your company exists, it's hard for everyone to work together well. If the rewards and bonuses aren't changed to match what the company stands for and aims for, any big change will flop. Make rewards that push people to work as a team and to try out new things quickly, using signs that show you're doing well and keeping customers happy. Innovation proficiency scale. Our organization is on a mission to boost innovation mastery across the board, climbing the 8-level innovation proficiency scale. Here's our roadmap. 1. Innovation feels too risky. Initially, innovation might seem too risky. To sway management, we'll pinpoint weaknesses in areas ripe for change using analytical tools. 2. Lip service to innovation. While innovation might get some lip service, we need everyone on board. Training sessions can align everyone with the importance of change. 3. Isolated innovation pockets. Innovation popping up in small pockets is a start, but it's fragile. We'll encourage these efforts with modest goals and budgets to keep them going. 4. Management sees the advantage. Upper-level management starts recognizing the benefits of innovation. We'll nurture ideas from inception through to integration, scaling them up for full impact. 5. Commit resources to innovation. Management starts committing resources to innovative projects. We'll establish an independent budget line specifically for innovation. 6. Focused on innovation processes. Now, management is honing in on innovation processes and strategies. Promising employees will be encouraged to dedicate themselves to growth projects. 7. Innovation becomes a public goal. Innovation becomes a public goal, supported by management. We'll empower individuals and teams with technology platforms to drive innovation forward. 8. Become a role model in innovation. Successful innovation turns our firm into a role model. As we reap rewards in the marketplace, we'll avoid regression by steering clear of stock buybacks, ensuring our innovative initiatives have the cash they need to thrive. Unified organization, effective leadership. Getting through a major turning point in a business takes effort from everyone and the right guidance from the top. In a team setup, the CEO plays a crucial role in keeping everyone on the same page. Good leadership relies on getting feedback, and that only works with constant communication. Focus on early signs and what customers need. Encourage curiosity and trying out new ideas. Have a basic plan, but let others take the lead sometimes to explore new possibilities. Stay open to hearing different viewpoints and let those who know the situation best make important decisions. When things are uncertain, great leaders keep everyone calm and motivated by building trust and sharing a clear vision. Organizational strategies mirror individual career paths adaptations. Just like how companies benefit from spotting and getting ready for big changes, you can also improve your career by being able to predict what's coming next. To do this, take the same advice given to businesses and apply it to your path. By being proactive and staying ahead of the curve, you'll give your career a significant boost. Opportunity can come from unexpected places, so don't stick to what's familiar. Meet new people and get feedback on your work and ideas. Stay curious and explore different things to get new perspectives. Keep learning. Successful leaders have skills in many areas and have worked in different roles and fields. Think about how a big change might affect you. Be clear about what the challenge is and be realistic about what you can do. Think about different ways you could change things and how you could try them out before making a decision, maybe by doing an internship or following someone else's work. Use each experience to figure out what you want to do next. Key points. 1. Spot business blind spots by promoting open communication across all levels and encouraging diverse perspectives. 2. Stay ahead by focusing on leading indicators that provide early warning signs of future shifts in the business landscape. 3. Adapt to changing assumptions and dynamics by constantly analyzing key metrics and emerging trends. 4. Adopt investigation mode with a checkpoint strategy to learn quickly, adapt, and minimize risks in uncertain times. 5. Promote organizational agility by valuing frontline voices, promoting adaptability, and aligning rewards with company goals. 6. Progress innovation skills from spotting weaknesses to becoming an innovation role model through an 8-level scale. 7. Boost your career by anticipating changes, seeking new experiences, staying curious, and continually learning and adapting.